Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here with us. And if you're listening but you don't remember the number, it's 323-203-0815. So get your dialing fingers ready so you can get in the hot seat with Dr. Allen and ask your questions. So, Dr. Allen, how's every little thing?
Everything is going fine as long as I wash my hands, wear my mask, and don't get too close to people.
Yeah, interestingly enough, that was a middle school project for a science fair, that social distancing thing. Good to know middle schoolers are running the government these days. It's fabulous. I think we've got the calls. Are you ready to go to work? Or are you ready to go? Okay. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, Dr. Pat. I spoke to you last week. I called into the show. I have a best friend of 50 years whose behavior is just really suddenly went bizarre. And, you know, just have a low risk concern of suicide with her. And so one of the things that I've done since I talked to you last is I've been able to track down contact information for her daughter. Wow. And so they, you know, live relatively close together. In thinking back, there was a conversation that I had with my friend where she was discussing, you know, this big upset with her daughter. And, you know, I'm just thinking that there might be some value in getting in contact with the daughter and seeing if the daughter's experiencing or, you know, having the same, you know, concerns that I'm having. And would you recommend that?
Did I suggest last week that you write the lady a comforting letter? Talk to you last week?
So basically, what I said was that I was going to go ahead and write a hi-bye letter or in that format. You actually, you know, said, well, you know, yes, I think you should do that. And, you know, I'll go ahead and review it for you. And one thing you said was, you know, like modify the format a little bit. And there was one suggestion that you gave that I wrote down, but the subject kind of got changed. And, you know, so that would be the second question is how would I modify that format, you know, from your traditional format?
Nothing different. The first paragraph is your concern and your love for this human being and the fears that you're having. Are you talking about writing to the daughter or to the woman or both?
Well, I'm thinking about getting in contact with the daughter for two reasons. One, when I deliver the letter, because the letter's I'm planning on being very honest, and based on, you know, her just like over the top reactions, and, you know, we've had a 50-year long.
Who,
you know,
the daughter or the mother? Who's overreacting?
Well, I'm worried about the mother just overreacting to the hi-bye letter. And I'm thinking there may be some value in
so you're going
the
to write to the daughter.
I'm planning on having a phone call with the daughter.
A phone call. All right. then why don't you just do it the way you're doing it with me? Talk to the daughter about what you picked up in talking to people or sensing, and saying that you really want to find out if the daughter has any concerns in the same part, and what would she like or what would she appreciate you doing in the way of supporting her in working with her mother.
Okay, got it. Okay, I hadn't really thought about that particular approach, but okay.
What were you going to do?
Well, I was just going to more express my concerns and just try and compare notes and see if...
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm concerned about your mother. Are you concerned? Is there anything I can do to help you convey that to your mother?
Okay. And then the second thing I'm thinking is just have the daughter prepared, and maybe even, you know, if she, you know, is showing an interest in working with me, that she actually knows when I'm going to deliver the letter, and maybe she can actually have something set up ahead of time where she's going to be meeting her mother shortly after the letter gets delivered.
That might be technically, logistically difficult. Are you still going to write the mother a concern comfort letter, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And you're going to mail that to the mother?
Well, I can mail it or I can email it. I can control the time delivery a lot more. So if the daughter is showing an interest in, like, being in the loop, so to speak.
Would you be willing to send a copy of the letter to the daughter before you give it to the mother?
Well, that's actually one of the things I was thinking about doing as well. And again... Do you find any problem with that if the daughter is actually showing an interest in, yeah, I'd actually like to be in the loop, and her daughter is a lawyer in her...
Wow.
Her and the daughter's husband is also a lawyer. So, you know, I mean, that
might
kind
be
of
a very... What you might want to do is write the letter and have it approved, so to speak, by the daughter, you know, because you're not married to, you're not with the mother. Why not just give the daughter a copy and say, does she have any problem with you giving that to the mother? And let the daughter and the husband decide what they're going to do with your information.
Okay, I love that. I think the other thing is, because both these people are lawyers.
Yes, the value of
confidentiality.
Yeah, I understand that. Are you a therapist?
No, but you know, I have a pretty significant amount of training, so.
But do you have a license that you could lose by doing? Okay, then why not just say you're being a comforting sidekick of the daughter by giving her your thoughts and feelings, and for her to say, yes, go ahead, send it, or don't send it. My husband and I will go and deal with it. She will be more in legal control of the situation.
Got it. Okay.
Because your job is basically to share your concerns. If the daughter says, give my mother the letter, and my husband and I will deal with it as we want, you covered all your bases.
Got it.
Okay?
Okay.
Is that it?
No. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, that's fine. I appreciate you caring about your friend.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome.
A side question here. My recollection, from years back. So I go back to the Ramada Inn with you.
All right. And, okay.
Is Sue your daughter?
Yes, Sue is my second eldest, well, second daughter. I have four daughters, Roberta, Sue, okay. Mary, and Kathy.
Okay. Okay. But I had that recollection because we've, met so many times.
Have I given you my thoughts on your generous act?
Yes.
Good. And I wish you good luck.
You've given me some additional helpful ideas that I didn't already have kind of in my suitcase from, the years and years that I have been coming to your seminars. So,
right.
Thank you.
Okay.
And thank you, Kelly.
Good luck and report.
Very, very welcome. Thank you.
Okay. I'll get back. Thank you. Bye.
Good. Bye.
Thank you. Wow. And we have been talking off and on with the wonderful Robert Storr regarding suicide prevention and how people can go back in our archives and hear those conversations we've had with Robert. They're very amazing shows. I encourage you to do that because Robert Storr is an authority.
I really appreciate people listening to each other and asking professionals. As soon as I heard that there were two lawyers involved,
Hello.
Impacts.
It is. So hi, call you live with Dr. Allen.
Hi, Dr. Allen. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for calling. We need you. You're the show.
What can I do for you? So I spoke with you a few weeks ago. I had somebody I was seeing we were in an exclusive relationship, and then he wanted to start dating other people. So I had told him that I didn't want to date him if he was going to date other people. And
very good, very good.
And I'm waiting my 8 weeks. I'm about 3.5 weeks in, but it's been like really hard for me.
That's excellent. The 8 weeks, for those of you that have not heard my work, is based on the awareness that when people have decisions to make, like shall I call her, shall I not call her, they ruminate. Ruminating is thinking pro and con about whether it's a good idea or not a bad idea. And in the first 2 weeks of the 8 weeks, there's usually some who cares what she thinks, I'm doing what I want to do and that's the way it is, and she's not the only woman in the world, and I want to date other women. That goes to, why hasn't she called me? She never really cared about me. They get angry, and then they start remembering the fun they had with you when they were monogamous. How long have you dated him monogamously?
Not that long. I mean,
how long?
Maybe a month or a month and a half, something like
That's right. You were in the perfect period. But the problem is you were aiming towards monogamy, continuity, and longevity.
Yeah.
Did he attempt to make love to you sexually?
Yeah. And he had made a commitment to be exclusive, but I feel like he made the commitment because of the coronavirus, not because he chose me.
All right. I'm having an issue happening in my office, not my office, my home office, because I'm working out of my home, is that what's happening is people are meeting and they're jumping in the apartments or homes in the quarantine, which they've now lowered from 14 days to 10. Anyway, what's interesting, getting to live together based on quarantines is still the same casual sex that you give a man when you're afraid he won't come back to you and you want to give it to him. So I have a new kind of a problem of not helping people quarantine together because it's still casual sex. You have not built a friendship. You're avoiding an illness. What happens, I'm finding, is I'm getting clients who are being dumped by their boyfriends, who are committed boyfriends to monogamy, but they weren't friends. They hadn't
communicated. Yeah, it's like I feel like we never had that time to become friends because in my mind, he was already my boyfriend, but I think in his mind, it was like
Okay, well, guess what?
Because he, we were choosing each other because of the virus.
That category.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to wait for him to come back within the 8 weeks. And if he doesn't come back before you consider not doing anything, would you be willing to do a hi-bye letter to him admitting your mistake of casual sex based on virus?
I think so. I mean, I feel like I fell for him really, really fast. And like, you know, like I think he...
You bonded to him.
Yeah, like really, even before we slept together, I bonded to him. I just really liked him. And...
All right. Then do you know the formula for the hi-bye letter?
Probably, but I have to wait till the 8 weeks are up.
Okay. You write it now while you're feeling the loss.
Okay.
It'll have more feelings. Paragraph one, what you like about him as soon as you met him. Physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, whatever. The second paragraph is the mistake you now realize of using quarantine and commitment as a way to prematurely start to have sex intercourse before building a genuine friendship. Do you understand that second paragraph?
Yeah.
Are you willing to consider that, or what is the hesitation?
Yeah, no, I'm writing it down.
Okay. Down. The third paragraph is you really regret the end of the relationship based on a mistake, and the fourth paragraph is basically, would he like to build a friendship? And the last fifth paragraph is, thank you for reading this letter. I learned a lot in the mistake. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
And hope you'll reconsider terminating.
But I don't send it until the 8 weeks have passed.
No, there's a chance that he had chemistry for you and comes back. Now, the condition that he comes back on may be, hi, I just want to find out if you're okay. It could not be anything like courtship. It could be very casual, because what he's doing, if he does reach back to you, is seeing if you hate him for terminating. Do you see? The A&M group, the women being mad at men for premature sex, is still out there.
I don't hate him. I don't hate him. But you're saying if he calls...
you may be mad enough not to be willing. I'm giving you a way to reconsider the mistake that the two of you made in having premature intercourse based on the rationalization of using a
quarantine of the commitment.
A quarantine for the virus problem, because you created a bonding problem. Your body bonded to him too prematurely.
Right.
Having sex is an animal event. Making love is a human event. When humans, especially men, want sex, they can pay for it, they can con a woman into it, or they can meet a cougar-type woman who's looking for casual sex too. And
right.
Then they both use each other sexually. They don't make love. What I'm having you think about doing is a hi-bye letter admitting there was an innocent mistake made, you see, that you
yeah.
now want to admit you participated in, and you talk to a therapist, and I opened your eyes about the mistake and asked you if you would consider you don't need to explain what the 8 weeks is. It's to wait and see if he has chemistry for you and he reaches out to you in a natural animal sense. Hey, that girl was fun. I want to get back there. But this time there will be no intercourse unless there's a serious friendship relationship leading towards marriage.
Now, if he comes back before the 8 weeks, then is he then having to agree?
You don't write the hi-bye letter.
Then I don't write the hi-bye letter. But assuming he comes back before the 8 weeks, would it be like
now
assuming
you
he's going to
do the following?
Okay.
You say, thank you so much for wanting to make love to me. But I'm afraid that what we did in having intercourse did not feel like making love. So if you want to date me, I'm more than willing to date you, and I'm more than willing to be sexually fun to play with, but I'm not willing to have intercourse until we're making love, because we're committed sexually to monogamy. We are compatible friends, and you are only.
Or what?
Are you willing to get married or mated? What is your preference?
I want to get married.
All right. I'm not judging people that don't want to legally marry, but want to be monogamous sexually, socially, committed to each other for as long as the two of you love, but you're not interested in legally marrying.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one of the two. I mean, I definitely want like a love relationship, a long-term relationship, exclusive relationship. I don't know if I want to get married.
Do you want to have a child?
Well, I don't know. I'd love to, but I don't know if I'm of the age of being able to have another child.
How old are you?
46.
Okay. So you may not. Do you have any kids so far?
I have one.
Okay, so you are not motherless.
No.
You have a child, boy or girl?
Girl.
Girl. Okay. You're her role model, so I want to be careful about giving you the options that I've learned in the last 50 years studying sex and addictions. But it changes if he wants casual sex. That's simply casual sex. But if he comes back to you, you don't have sex until you're really in love. You may already be in love and bonded to him, but he isn't.
Yeah, he isn't. I am, but he's not. Yeah.
Okay. But that could change if he comes back based on chemistry in the 8-week period. Men often realize that they feel more for you than they thought. So I've given you two different directions.
Okay.
One that you can do now, the hi-bye letter, if you want to admit the mistake.
Okay.
And the other is to see if he'll come back based on nature.
Okay.
Which one?
If he comes back on his, what's that?
What's tickling you to do? What is your instinct tickling you to do?
My instinct? I don't know if my instinct's ever been right, but.
Instincts are dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin.
I think I feel a little sad because I feel like I got so attached so fast, and I feel like, you know.
But that's nature.
Yeah.
Women produce, when women are near a man whose chemistry creates pheromones, which is smell, that are a little like your dad's, but a little not like your dad's, your body bonds to that man because nature knows that you don't have babies that are too biologically similar. You see, that's a dangerous thing. For example, Indians cannot marry somebody that's in the same tribe. That's their way of honoring that scientific law. And generally speaking, non-Indians are taught you've got to have a generation or two between you, or you run the risk of a genetic defect.
Right.
Do you see? So what I'm giving you is ways to get to him by admitting you made a mistake quarantining, you know, because that pressured you into casual intercourse, or waiting for him to be chemically so attracted to you that he calls you, even if he doesn't ask you out, just to see how mad you are that he dumped you.
Yeah.
So which one appeals to you now?
The choices would be to wait the 8 weeks or...
Okay. You can always write the hi-bye letter.
I'm definitely going to write the hi-bye letter.
Yeah, write it and you can call me and I will listen to it to critique it. I don't want to give the number out because I don't want tons of numbers being called. But you can get to me on my business
phone. You can connect at info@drpatallen.com. Send an email to that address, and you can make an appointment that way.
Okay. So, yeah, well, I want to write a hi-bye letter. And then,
I want to hear your hi-bye.
Okay. And if he does call, like, do I have to kind of stick to the, like, you know, we're in a committed relationship or
Yes. That's what went away too fast. You went sexual. Sex is an animal event. Making love is a human event.
So assuming like he calls me within the 8 weeks, I can kind of at least keep that level of thing. Okay, well, we're going to be in a committed relationship, because he wanted to keep dating me, but he wanted to date me and date other people. And I just felt really uncomfortable with that.
I understand that, but you're not, you wouldn't mind if you hadn't already let him pick your cherry, so to speak.
Right.
See, you bonded to him based on the intercourse. That's nature's way. See, men don't bond until they're in their 50s or 60s, because that's when their testosterone goes down. And the estrogen in their body, which is necessary for bonding, because estrogen precursors the oxytocin, which is a bondable agent. So older men can bond. Younger men have to be negotiated with. And I'm not going to have intercourse with you unless we're monogamous sexually and socially. And they say, forget you, I'm going to get free stuff from somebody else. But if they liked you more than they were used to, they will often come back within the 8-week rumination period and try to get you to give them back the casual sex. But you gave it to them based on a superficial commitment, based on the coronavirus that gave you the reason to quarantine together.
Right.
And I'm having more than you calling me with this problem, exactly this problem.
Yeah.
So you're more inclined to waiting for him to see if he's chemically attracted to you.
What would be the other option?
The other option would be the high buy letter in which you admit there was a mistake, and would he consider, you know,
a friendship.
Dating with commitment, dating with commitment. If he called you.
Commitment, but if he doesn't call within the 8 weeks and I send him the high bye letter, then I'm kind of offering him a friendship, essentially, to get to know each other better.
That's right.
So essentially, I'm like negotiating. I'm lowering the bar a little bit.
Yes. That's right. You made a physical mistake based on the excuse of the virus.
Okay.
That's the newest thing that's popped into my world of business.
Okay. So we wait the 8 weeks, and then the 8 weeks is going to be on January the 4th. So should I not text them for like Christmas or New Year's or any of the holidays or any of that?
All you can do is ritual cards. Like cards you would give to any friend that you wanted to send a friendly card to.
Okay, so I can send them like a virtual card. I can send them like an e-card for Christmas and New Year's kind of thing.
Yes.
Even within the 8-week period.
Yeah, but you don't ask them for a date.
Just Happy New Year, Happy Merry Christmas, hope you're doing well kind of thing.
That's right. That's it. That's a ritual stroke.
Okay, so I can do that. So at least, okay, maybe that'll help. Maybe that'll push him a little bit.
Okay.
Send him a Christmas card or something. Okay.
Good
Perfect.
Luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller.
All right.
Good luck.
Bye.
Let us know.
Bye-bye. See, that's okay, I don't know what to call that one. You know, but that's the newest tool that I've had to develop for people with the same problem. Using quarantines What?
I would call it corona cohabitation.
Yeah, that's good. It could be.
It's not a relationship.
Quarantine addiction.
Yeah, exactly. I think we've got a caller on the line. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Allen and Kelly. Thank you for taking my call. Recently, like a couple of days ago, I left my boyfriend's house because I found out he was still on Tinder. And this was just after him telling me he loved me and we were doing okay. We had just gone back together again. And he's, I had blocked him on everything and he's going to come today to talk to me.
That this isn't a leftover ad on Tinder?
No, I am sure because what I did was I kept feeling like I wanted to check his email and I did.
Yes.
And I found it. I found the spam and I confronted him about it. And then he admitted that he still had it on there and he even admitted that.
But it's an old ad.
No. He had messages and we had broken up and he kept saying, well, that was when we were broken up. And I said, I understand that, but you have messages from when we were together. And also one that came in on the 1st of December, which we were still together.
But
and
somebody sent it to him or he sent it to somebody.
I don't know. When I asked him, let me look at the, he said, I'm not talking to anybody. I go, okay, let me look at the app on your phone then. And he wouldn't let me. And,
you wanted to see if he told the truth that he had a girlfriend.
Right.
Then why would he be on there, right? So
right.
He had a girlfriend, plus he was doing ads for girlfriends.
Right. And then one thing, I told him I was going to leave, and he was like, stop. And then I said, well, am I supposed to be happy about this? And he said, well, he said, you know how many times you've broken up with me. And I was like, okay, like, that's not a good excuse to still be on. I told him, I said, we had an agreement to be sexually and socially monogamous. And I go, and you get to sleep with me. And that's not what I agreed to. And I've talked to you before, Dr. Pat, like,
yes.
he did put that he was in a relationship on social media, but I he told me he loved me, and I told him I loved him, and he's still valuable, but I want to ask him for a promise ring, but I
got it.
Mm-hmm. Cause I never required that cause he had courted me, but I had been so insecure that I started to ask for different things and he would get frustrated and then I would break up with him because I would be so insecure. And then ultimately, you know, this happened. And if I go back with him without anything, then it'll just be the same. And I don't want that.
I got it. So what you're doing is you're understanding that it was an old ad. And you did admit that he said that he had a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
That he had an open relationship is what he conveyed. And you don't
right.
want one. So you want a symbol, which is the promise ring.
Right. And I don't know if this is wrong of me to ask, but I was also going to ask him that because before when he first asked me to be his girlfriend, he even gave me a password to his phone. And he even said, he was like, I've never given my password. But when I did start feeling weird and I tried to use that password, I think one time when I started feeling weird, he had changed it. And then I was like,
is you had evidence that he wasn't mm-hmm. really being translucent with you.
Right. Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then what you're doing is well within. How long have you known him?
We've known each other for 4 months and we've been girlfriend and boyfriend.
All right. So you're right square in the imperfect. The first 3 months are you're both trying to be as perfect as you can be. The second 3 months, you're not perfect. In the third 3 months, you're committed because he's 51% valuable. and you don't want to lose him. So what I'm hearing is you're telling him your truth, but right. are you willing to have him give you the promise ring with the commitment, go off the Tinder ads, mm-hmm. and are you willing to give him another chance?
I am, but I also think, like, I would want to check. I don't want to be like that, but I also don't, like...
You want I've already... access, you want the password yes. to his phone.
Mm-hmm, I do.
Mm-hmm. All right, you have a right. And he yeah. has a right to say yes or no.
Correct, yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And the promise ring is a physical symbol of the commitment that other people, like other men, will know mm-hmm. you're taken.
Right, but I think to him it means more because he even said when I first talked to him about it, I don't know, but I think for him it, a promise ring means more, so I feel better if I ask him for now because of what's happened.
Okay. Have you had intercourse with him?
Yes.
Okay, because you had a verbal commitment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But now the verbal commitment did not give you the right quality of monogamy, sexually and socially. So right. now you want a symbol that will tell him and you and whoever else that you are in a committed relationship aiming towards marriage, mm-hmm. but not at the engagement level at this time.
Right.
You right. see? So yeah. be sure you remind him if he negotiates with you. A promise ring is a go steady ring.
Okay.
That means it's girlfriend and boyfriend. He admits mm-hmm. he has a girlfriend. You admit you have a boyfriend. You are sexually and socially monogamous publicly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You see that?
Yes.
Okay. So good luck in your conversation. I'm glad we got to talk.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Thank you, caller. Bye.
All right. So again, if you would like to make an appointment with Dr. Allen, you can reach out via email to info@drpatallen.com. You'll be sending that email and you'll be talking to Sue Wagner, and she will arrange an appointment for whatever you're seeking, whether it's to have your high bi letter read or whether it's to just have an appointment. You, caller, are live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hello, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
Dr. Allen, I would like some vision about the situation.
Good.
I called you in April. About a high bi letter, and I waited for 8 weeks and I heard nothing, and then I continued my life. And
wait, did you read the letter to me before you gave it to him?
Yes, I did.
Okay, did I like it?
Yes, you liked it.
Did you give it to him?
Yes, I sent it to him. I texted
did
him.
Did he like it?
I never heard of him. He didn't reply.
He never replied. That's rejection.
Yes, I know. So I never contacted him again until...
But that's an answer. The high bi, the high is the first four paragraphs because it overviews the relationship, the goods and the bads.
Yes,
and the fifth paragraph is bi, thank you for this lesson so I never make it again. Mistake.
Okay.
So yes, what are you calling me for now?
Well, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, a woman, you talked to a woman in the show, and in the meantime, I was dating other men, and
yes,
I had contact with Other men.
I like you dating three men, three times each, to give them a good shot.
Yes, but I had quite a hard time with it. It was nice. They were nice men, but it didn't go anywhere. And about 3 weeks ago, you talked to a woman, and you explained to her that she was spiritually married to a man that she hadn't seen for 3.5 years. And it was so spot on. And she intuitively messaged him. And just a day before the show, I had an urge. I didn't have it all these months. I had an urge to contact this man I'm talking about. And then I heard the show, so I contacted him. I just sent him a message how he was doing.
Well, how did you contact him?
A text message.
What was the message?
How he was doing. I just asked him how he was doing.
Okay, you just reached out to him. You didn't ask to see him. You just...
No.
Did he respond to that?
Well, the message in the phone, in the text app, it didn't reach him. You can see when a message is sent, and it didn't...
He didn't read it.
It didn't go to his phone, so I just sent him a short message on Facebook that I sent a message to his phone how he was doing, and it didn't reach him. So and then he.
So what are you asking me? Do you want to send him the message again?
No, he replied in 3 hours in the message on Facebook. He said he didn't have his phone because he moved to Canada.
He moved to Canada?
Yes, we live on the border. So that's quite a surprise. I knew he was doing it, but he was a year ago. We wanted that, but well, he did it now. I don't know if it's forever or just a few months to work. I don't know.
It sounds like you had a logistical problem of distance so that it wasn't a practical relationship. Compatibility was a little not okay. So have you found a replacement for him?
No, that's really, I would like to find a replacement, but just like the woman a couple of weeks ago, the men I date, they're really nice and good and everything, I think. I don't know them that well. But I just sit there at the date, and I had this feeling that it's not fair for the men because it feels like I'm not free. And it's a really strange feeling because I'm not thinking about that. I haven't been thinking about that man the last couple of months or anything. But it's just that as if I know that when he shows up again, then I'm not free, something like that. So, he replied a couple of times, but he isn't answering my any questions. He asked me how I was doing. I told him what I was doing in work and
so you're communicating with him.
Yes, but I'm not sure what I was doing and that I'm waiting for projects.
What you're doing is building a friendship.
Yes, but he stopped communicating and he didn't. I asked him with the tools you have in your book, make an appointment and then ask your questions. And I did that to ask him if he could be friends. It would be a feeling.
So he only wants you as a friend, not a girlfriend.
No, he didn't reply. Yeah, he replied. He just said, what do you mean?
Does a man have the right to refuse to respond to you? He may not want a relationship with you.
Yes, okay. And how do I get rid of this feeling?
You find a replacement. You date three men until somebody's as good or better than he was.
But I did that for 2 years, and I don't know what to do to change it.
Is it for the same man? You've been waiting for him for 2 years?
Yes.
Okay, so you're physically, emotionally, my thinking is you'll just duty date man for the fun of it, but you've met the man you're in love with, but he's in Canada. Do you want to move up there near him?
Sorry, I didn't hear the last sentence.
Do you want to move to Canada?
Well, for my work, it wouldn't be a problem.
Then I suggest that you admit you've met the man you're in love with and everybody else is just casual dates.
Mm-hmm.
You may not find a replacement. You may be a one-man woman.
Well, that's... Isn't that a bit weird to be attached to a man that isn't available?
I've got news for you. The attachment, if it's chemically strong enough, will keep you emotionally bonded to him for life.
I don't like that.
I understand that, but 2 years of waiting... And he has done things that look like rejection. I understand you may be a one-man woman.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to date men until you find a replacement?
I would love to. And I tried that for 2 years and... the dates are so, it's a bit weird because my feeling to them is a bit pity for them. Because
I fully understand that.
And it's not because I'm thinking of the other man. I wasn't thinking about him for 2 years, but I had that feeling all the time and all the time. And 3 weeks ago, when the woman, you talked to that woman with the same kind of situation, it was spot on.
So,
in a way, I was waiting for him, but not consciously. And the feeling of kind of pity or caring for the other man, of the man that I was dating, it doesn't lead anywhere.
I know that because you're not compatible with them. They're either in Canada. Where are you right now?
Germany.
Germany.
Yeah,
so Holland. Canada and Germany have a bit of a problem. Do you want to send him ritual cards for every holiday?
Yes, I could do that.
Could do this with you? You're courting him, and I have no problem with you courting him. I have no problem with men being courted by women that want to be respected and want to be cherished in that order. So why not court him with ritual holiday cards?
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving, New Year's. Do you celebrate other German holidays that would allow you to buy a card and send it to them?
It should be digital. I don't have his address.
Have his address?
No, just... I could send it in the mail or something, email or Facebook or something.
If you have something, if you have a way to reach out to him, you can do it with social media. Just wish him, you know, his birthday.
Mm-hmm. But not courting in a manly way, isn't it?
What? I want you to consider courting him as if he's your woman. We're all both male and female, and you want him badly enough to court him.
With the ritual messages.
With ritual cards that show you're interested in him. Do you see what I mean? Or ritual social media messages. I have no problem with women like yourself courting men that you're in love with.
Okay,
you're in love with this human being.
I'm doubting if it will work to be a man. For me, I have difficulties to be a man, and the way we communicated about 2 years ago, and it was for about a year off and on, he was more the man and not me the... Well, I don't
he
know.
He was more feminine? He was more feeling-centered?
No, he's not feeling-centered at all. At least he doesn't talk about it, so...
Okay, but did he tell you stop contacting me?
No, never.
Then just, you go right ahead. You
sorry,
go right ahead.
When there were 3 days for his answer about 2 weeks ago, there were 3 days he answered, sorry, there is a lot going on right here for me right now. I didn't respond that I responded so late. And, well, yes, that's all he said.
All I can say is until he tells you not to reach out to him, do ritual courtship for the holidays.
Okay, I will try that. But I heard in your shows, you were talking about the ritual cards for holidays, that it was mutual.
No, it's not mutual.
This is what I give women
or men the right. I do not require two men to do rituals. Rituals are to make him conscious of you being alive and interested in a friendship at least by sending ritual cards that are not romantic but are friendly.
Okay, that's good to know.
Good. So please feel free to do ritual courtship as a woman to a man you're in love with.
Okay, so I just have to deal with that fact that I'm attached to this man. And
you're in love with this man. I want you to date other men just in case God has another man in store for you. Mm-hmm. But if you only want to date him with ritual cards, that's something I can approve of.
Okay. Oh, it's so painful, Pat Allen. About 2 years ago, I was physically ill of this, and not because I just led my life, but it's really difficult to be attacked, and it's nothing. I wish I could let go of it.
All I'm saying is let nature bring a new man to you, and until then, court the man you're in love with ritual cards that say that you care about him as a friend.
Okay. I really thank you for getting it clear.
Good. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Call again.
Ellen. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, caller.
Bye. Thank you, Ken.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay. So we've got another caller coming up. That was in our way.
Good.
Very exciting. Dr. is heard all over the world and perhaps in the universe.
Hi.
Hello. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I certainly do. My question is, I think there seems to be a theme today about old boyfriends. I have an old boyfriend that I split up from about 5 years ago, and I recently saw him, and I found myself, my love reignited, and we're just friends, and we've been messaging and chatting, and I'm just wondering how I might handle this, and I'm wondering if I might write a hi bye letter, because I ended the relationship 5 years ago.
Why?
I was triggered by something, by his childhood abuse, and that the person who did it was still alive and in a position to molest children. And I said, you must stop him. You must handle this. And I can't be with you unless you do this and until you do this.
I got it.
And he did it. He took the guy to court. He took the guy to court. He did it. He stood up. And it's amazing. And I'm so proud of him.
Did you take him back? Did you date him again?
Well, he didn't offer. So I saw him. I saw him a year ago. Yeah.
I thought you ended a dating relationship. But you were dating.
I did 5 years ago, and over that period of time, we were dating. He told me what happened to him, and I said, I can't be with you unless, you know, you need to go and handle this. So we broke up then. And I saw him 1 year ago because he wanted to tell me the good news. So we had dinner a year ago, and just recently, you know, he's been chatting with me again, and we've been chatting as friends.
That's wonderful. You're building a friendship. I know. Which is underneath every love affair.
Yep. And because I recently had trauma therapy, I'm feeling
very
differently.
EMDR?
Well,
TMS?
No. Well, I had some EMDR, and then I actually had a different type of trauma therapy here in Australia, which was... It's called the Richards Trauma Process, and I know that there are many different types of trauma therapy.
Yes.
It was amazing, and can I just say, if anyone's wondering about trauma therapy, I had three sessions, and it completely changed my hypervigilance.
Or was it electronic?
The way that it's explained is that it's theatre of the mind. So the therapist had me imagine a situation, almost a reenactment of the situation. But it,
that sounds
I spoke
like
to,
EMDR.
Yeah, kind of, but yeah. So it was a warm-up session, one session.
Have you had EMDR?
Yes, I have.
So what you're saying.
Yes. I had EMDR for claustrophobia, and I found that effective. And then an opportunity came for me to have this trauma therapy, which completely changed my hypervigilance. So my ability to be, passive, patient, and vulnerable has completely gone to a new level. So I realised
that
was the key
wonderful.
For me. It's amazing. So thank you for, and I encourage anybody who is, you know, controlling and wanting to. Having difficulty being a passive patient and vulnerable to
but
check out some trauma
someone
therapy.
Reach out
to TRTP.
About it?
Oh, well, I don't know about in America, but in Australia, the therapy method that I had was called the Richards Trauma Process, which is TRTP is the acronym, and it's they've got a website.
Okay, TRCP. In what
no,
city?
No, TRTP, TRT for Tom, P for Peter. The Richards Trauma Process. And it's nationally in Australia, but you can see it on the website and find therapists, and I did it over Zoom.
So what city are you in?
I'm in Melbourne, Australia.
All right. Is that where this person could track down?
Yeah, well, if you just Google it, if you just Google TRTP therapy, you'll find it. And my ex-boyfriend, who I still love, I'm wondering, I don't want to pursue him, but when I did date him, I was more of the active person when we dated because I'm a recovering man. I'm recovering my masculine,
I
I'm more feminine.
That.
Mm. Yeah.
You are more
so
feminine
I'm wondering,
now.
Do I write a high letter or?
Why not write a high letter to him?
Great, lovely. Okay, let's do that. I'll do that.
Do you have the five chapters, the paragraphs?
I do, but if you haven't gone through them in today, would you please do that? Because I'd love to know how to finish it, to sign it off.
Paragraph one, everything you liked about this person.
Yep.
Paragraph, not having them in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Third paragraph, what you don't want, I don't want to be alone. I want a relationship. Mm-hmm. And the fourth paragraph, what you want in a relationship. Now that you're a woman, not a man in a woman's body. And the fifth paragraph, thank you for reading this letter and responding and perhaps considering relating.
Is that clear to him that I'm saying I'm open to a relationship with him? Because I don't know that he would get
him. That's, you write the letter the way you want to write it, but those are the different paragraphs that I want you to cover. Yeah. Okay?
So thank you for reading this letter and potentially considering relating.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Okay. Thank you. I'll do that second question, if I may.
Yes, you may.
I'm being dated by a couple of different guys because I'm not over committing by focusing on this one gentleman. So I have another person who's dating me and we are having our second date tonight.
Oh,
and I haven't heard from him for 3 days. He's booked the restaurant. I haven't heard from him for 3 days. I don't know what time. And it's midday in Australia.
Every man has 8 weeks between contact.
Oh, but we have a date booked tonight. I'm saying
I haven't heard 3 days
what time the dinner is. And I don't want to mother him by going, what time's the booking? What time did you get it? You know, so
I'm, what I'm saying is you said he hasn't called you in 3 days.
No, so Tuesday he messaged me and said, hey, I booked the restaurant Friday. This is the restaurant. Lovely. Look forward to seeing you.
Okay.
Today's Friday. Yeah. So
has he done anything you don't like? Is that what are you saying to me?
I'm saying I'm meant to have dinner tonight and I don't know what time the dinner is or if he's picking me up or some. Is it mothering if I message him and say, hey, are we still on for tonight? Or what time am I meeting at the restaurant or, you know?
What you can do, you could always call somebody for the timing and stuff. That's a business. Or that's almost a business call.
I know. Is that okay?
Yes, it's okay.
Fine. All right. I'll just message him and say, what time is dinner tonight? Because everything's been very positive. Yeah, okay.
You're just asking for data. Are you going to do it by texting, perhaps?
I think so. He's working. He's busy at work. I won't ring him.
Yeah. The texting is left lobe masculine. It's more, it's less emotional. It's more business-like. Men like...
It's just a practical thing, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So I don't want you to call him. I want you to text him for the data.
Yep.
Okay?
What time is tonight? Thank you.
That's good.
Bye, ladies.
Okay.
And Ronan, see ya. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, caller. It's one of our wonderful people from Australia.
Yes.
Reaching out all over the globe. Reaching out all over the globe tonight, Dr. Allen. So fun. Okay, I'm going to check with our switchboard and see what we've got going on. I'll remind everybody, 323-203-0815 is the number.
And remind them about answering the phone.
Hello? Oh, yes, I will. We've got a caller on now. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yeah, my question is, because of my last experience was brutal with the guy I was engaged to, and I...
You
I
mean
kind of,
physically brutal? He was abusive physically?
No, just like lying and passive aggressive and cheating.
Oh, he was...
Not
personality. Okay.
Right.
But it wasn't physical.
No. Sorry.
All right.
But anyway, so I kind of sense that if I date a guy again, I mean, I do want to be in a relationship for guys in 12-step programs or at the very least in therapy.
Sounds fine to me.
Yeah, but I've been in Zoom meetings and I'm like, I don't know. I guess nothing happens. And I don't want to just.
Are you talking about Zoom AA meetings?
Not AA, Al-Anon is what I go to.
Al-Anon is fine. It's still in the AA category. So
yeah,
there are not as many men in Al-Anon as in AA.
True. But anyway, I've never been successful of having the three guys in rotation because I just I don't really have opportunity to meet guys. I just feel like the options are extremely low and even lower now with everything.
Yes, with the virus, that limits
right.
it. Do you take walking through stores and walking down streets? And do you look in the eyes?
I do that. I look in the eyes and I smile. And more lately, I notice guys are saying hi to me. So I don't, I'm appreciating that I learned that from you. Like, they will say hi and smile at me.
And today, wearing a mask, eyes still outrank the mouth. Because eyes show pleasure. So even if you're wearing a mask for the virus, remember to look in the eyes and smile. That signals a man that you're inviting him to approach.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Churches
are a good place to meet nice men.
Well, I don't know that I don't know about that because I don't go to church. But I do Buddhist online groups that I've been a part of.
That's
I don't know. I guess
church.
It's
all
I'm
the same.
Saying I just guess I'm wondering if I'm not approachable or if there's something that could be more encouraging for guys that I'm, because I've always been really withdrawn and uncomfortable around guys to begin with. So
well, then you probably don't look into their eyes intensely and smile. When you smile, it ripples the cheeks and the eyes manifest it. So you can flirt even with a mask on.
Yeah. And there are guys in the Zoom meetings that I feel attracted to, but I don't know, they don't call me or reach out to me. There was one guy who was doing that while I was in a relationship, but as soon as the relationship ended and I would complain about it, I haven't heard anything from him.
Well, why did it end?
No, when it ended with my fiance, when things ended with him, this other guy was being friendly and would call about, unrelated things and text me and, just he was engaged with me while I was in a relationship. And then when I ended the relationship with my fiance, this guy just totally.
What I hear is that when you're secure, you're more flirtatious.
Maybe. Yeah, and true, because I feel very insecure now because my partner cheated on me, so I'm feeling kind of I'm having to feel my self-esteem has been shattered, kind of. So,
have you made peace with the idea that humans are not perfect?
Yeah, I'm working on it, and
Are you willing to work at least 5 days a week, 5 minutes a day, really work at looking in men's eyes and smiling? Because I'm hearing that you're a great flirt as long as you're married or going steady, but that isn't useful.
Right.
Because you're flirting.
I do feel more valuable when I'm in a relationship. And then when I'm not
in
a relationship,
it shows in your eyes, dear. So would you please put God in your corner and say, God wishes you a gentleman for a boyfriend. You okay. are secure.
Thanks. I'll do that.
I mean, I okay. really mean it. That believe that there's a spiritual force in the world. You know, do you believe in a God that created?
I do. Yeah, and because I'm in the doing the 12 steps and in the program, I'm more and more strengthening like my confidence that, you know, there is a God and that, yeah.
All right. Then would you please have an angel? What's the name of your God?
I don't have a Jesus name.
I'm saying I call my God, I call my angel Sam.
Oh, I like that. I'll call mine Jake because that was my cat's okay. name. And
hey, Jake, I like that one over there. I'm going to go smile at him. Help me smile, Jake.
Oh, I like that. That's so helpful.
That's okay. you. That's you having an angel on your shoulder while you're doing something slightly scary.
I love that. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. I'll report back.
And call back. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Pat. You're a lifesaver as always.
No, you got to save yourself, but I'll help you.
Yes, you're helping me, and also lots of other women call me crying about the misery they're going through with the men in their lives, and just teaching them about the 8 weeks, I think, is just really powerful. Like they just start freaking out. 2 days of no contact, wanting to text them and call. So I love learning all this stuff. All right.
Good,
Dr.
good,
Pat.
Good. All right.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Getting some very cool calls tonight. I'm going to check for the switchboard and see what Scott Schaefer. Oh, so we have a free video at the bottom of the www.drpatallen.com page. And you are welcome to go there, download it. It's our free video to help you through this COVID time. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. You have a question?
Hi. Yes, I do.
Hi. Good.
So, awesome.
So I've had like a crazy dating week in which I was asked out twice, but then sort of faded twice. One guy just completely stood me up. And then the other guy said he had a great date with me, but then I haven't really heard from him. So I'm wondering what you like suggest in terms of like, I'm super questioning myself. Like, am I just doing something really odd that turns people off? And what would you do?
Well, what was it you were doing?
I thought I was being wonderfully charming and gorgeous.
And what makes you think you weren't? What did they do? What did they say?
Well, nothing, but the one guy who asked me out just didn't show up. And then the second guy, after who actually did go out with me, told me he had a great time, but then I haven't heard from him.
So he ghosted you?
Yes.
Did they make any moves towards sexuality?
No, none. Perfectly respectful.
Okay.
But they mentioned that I was very attractive.
Oh, they did say that.
Yes.
Were they intimidated by your attractiveness? Were they shorter? Were they not secure with you?
I don't know, actually. I don't know. I mean, they're both handsome men.
Oh, they were handsome.
Yeah.
Okay. And they answered an ad on the website or newspaper? Where did you find them?
On dating apps.
Okay.
And I FaceTimed both of them before when we were supposed to have our date.
What did you do?
Oh, I video chatted with them before going out.
Okay, you video chatted. What was their conversation? What were they, did they say what they were looking for?
No, not directly, though I got the sense that they were looking for a relationship. One guy was saying that he was so happy to have like great conversation with me because he doesn't find like women of substance often. And then another guy was just like telling me how blown away and attracted he was. And like, he was really excited to get to know me. But there was also like work stuff and life stuff. So felt like well-rounded conversation.
Have you had more than two conversations with men that you flirted with?
With the guy who I went out with,
Do you have, I usually recommend 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, that wherever you're walking, that you flirt with the men that attract you.
Okay.
Do you do that?
Not really as much. I mainly do the online thing.
Well, online is good. You respond to their, you say you like them. You respond to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't lead.
Now, do they ask you questions? Are you accustomed to men interviewing you? Men like to know things about you, like what do you do for a living? And have you been married? And why did you get a divorce? And
I do get the questions. I get a little nervous, I admit, and maybe a little awkward.
Do you mind them interviewing you for the job of girlfriend leading to wife?
No, I don't mind it. I like it because I feel like that is a sign of interest.
That's right. That's exactly right. So is your problem basically you don't do 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and you don't have enough candidates?
Yeah, I think so. And then when the candidates leave, I feel like maybe I'm doing something wrong.
When they do call back?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I don't know. What I'm saying is they've got 8 weeks to call you back. No matter what the contact is, do you know that?
Yes.
Okay. So are you too small in, not physically, are you too small in the number of contacts?
Yes.
So there's a percentage. Would you consider for at least a week being an active hunter by flirting as you go through your life?
Yeah, I will.
Or do you want men to assertively step over and interview you, you know, hi, I'm attracted to you kind of thing? Do you like very powerful men? You have the courage?
Yeah, I do.
Do you signal men with less power with your eyes flirting?
Yes, I do try to. Sometimes I do get nervous, Dr. Allen, but when I'm conscious of it and I like you pop in my brain, then I make sure to give the eye. And smile for 5 seconds. Well, it's hard to laugh, so I try to smile with my eyes.
What I know about men is a man's soul, the anima, is very, very sensitive, especially if they're like 50 years old and up. A woman's soul is very strong, animus. Women really are more courageous in the world of dating than a lot of men. Mm. So what I'm saying to you is, would you please court men with your eyes, but do it, like I said, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and flirt with at least three people.
Okay.
Because I think you're short on candidates.
Okay.
Do you pick with your eyes or your ears?
Ears.
You listen to them. You smile in their eyes and they say hi and, you know, something. Nice day.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, yeah, it's a good day, blah, blah, blah. Do you speak first or do you wait for them to speak? You flirt first. I want you to flirt in their eyes first. And if they speak to you, respond to their speaking.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah.
Because of them.
Got it.
Presenting is eyeballs in enough eyes to see if you can get them to talk, say something. Mm. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
How old are you now?
37.
Okay. Young women have the luck of having men approach them more assertively.
Mm-hmm.
Then as you get older, men become more feminine and they become more afraid.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to do a process which is called presenting.
Okay.
And you've got to signal that you're available for their approach by eyes and smile, with or without masks.
Okay.
Because men are extremely... Who is the head of your family's house? Mom and dad?
My mom.
Okay. Was your dad a shy guy?
He wasn't shy, but really easygoing. And so he let my mom pick the lead when it came to the children.
Okay. So do you understand that mom demonstrated leadership as a man?
Yeah.
But leadership earns respect, and men are afraid to respect a woman for fear that she will dominate. So if you flirt by smiling, not talking, by looking in the eyes and smiling, you'll be giving them a universal sign of availability.
Okay.
And you won't have to be as masculine as your mother.
I would like to not be.
Then I want you to use your eyes and your smile, even though the smile may not show, it'll cause the eyes to wrinkle up. They'll know you're smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have a mask on. I want you to present to more men.
Okay.
Verbally.
Oh.
What?
Not verbally. So when I'm on a date, should I be not talking a lot?
Pardon?
Oh, I didn't want to interrupt you. I'm wondering when I'm actually on the date, should I not talk a lot?
You should answer. You should respond. You should help your man brag.
Oh.
Do you see? Just remember what I'm saying. Men are extremely sensitive spiritually. Their soul is the anima, and that's Latin for feminine love. We women are extremely secure in our masculine soul, but if we use it on men, we scare them.
Mm-hmm.
So smile and look in the eyes and see if he speaks. Hello, hello. Respond. Give it a go and call back.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Dr. Allen. As always,
welcome.
Much appreciated.
Welcome. Good. Bye bye.
Thank you, caller. Excellent. We are going great, guys. See what we've got shaking with our switch for. With our wonderful room here at latalkradio.com, he always takes such spectacular care of us and gets us to our callers so beautifully. And I want to remind you, callers, if you don't recognize the number and you called into the show, pick it up. It's probably us.
Hello?
Hi, caller. You're Hello? Live with Dr. Allen. You have a question.
I do have a question. Hi, Dr. Pat Allen. I'm such a
fan.
I love your work. Hi. So my question is, I've heard you say a lot that women should not, or women, when we want to date in a feminine manner and occupy our feminine, we shouldn't ask men for more, better, or different love. Can you tell me why we shouldn't ask men for more, better, or different love, and what should we do instead?
Not only love, affection, time together, and sex.
Love, affection, time, what, and sex?
Especially asking for more, better, different love, affection, time together, or sex.
And why can't we ask for, if we need more time, why can't we ask for more time?
You can, but you have to make it. The tools, the second tool that I've created in my doctoral work is make an appointment. Honey, I want to talk to you about us and our relationship. Would it be convenient for you to listen to what I have to say? And when would be the most convenient? That's the second tool, setting up a conversation. If he says yes, then you can say, you have every right to see me once a month, but it's not enough. What do you think about a contract that we try to date once a week and talk on the phone at least twice a week? Did you hear what I did?
That was beautiful. I heard what you did.
I made an appointment for the subject and the convenience, and then I asked for what I wanted.
That's beautiful. Okay, that's beautiful.
You know what? Now, here's how you don't do it.
Okay.
You know what, Joe? We don't get together enough, and it's boring. You see what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm complaining, and I'm being disrespectful.
That's exactly right.
Telling somebody has a right
to
do.
Let me run through the tools. Never ask a man. Number one tool, Never ask a man how he feels if you want him to be the man and you be the woman. You want him to be respectable and you want to be cherished. Always ask him what he thinks and wants and what you can do to help you and he do it. That's tool number one. Tool number two, when you want something, whatever it is, you make an appointment for the subject. And the convenience it would be for him to listen to your asking for what you want. The third tool is he's irritating you doing something, picking his nose, I don't know. And you say, you have every right to pick your nose, but it turns me off. What do you think about going in the bathroom or hiding your hand in front of your nose? And what can I do to help you and I do it? The fourth tool is body language, taste, touch. Now, body language is tones of voice, gestures, postures, facial expression. Honey, I sense by the look on your face you're upset about something. Am I right? Yes. When would it be convenient for you to tell me about what you're upset? Right now. Okay, what is it? I'm upset because you put your hand on the shoulder of the waiter, and I don't want you to be touching men in front of me. How do you feel about that? I feel fine. I won't touch a man in front of you ever again. The fifth tool is a nonverbal second tool. The second tool is when you make an appointment. If you're afraid to ask for what you want, make a timeout sign. Have you ever seen a referee do a timeout?
I have.
If you want something and you're afraid to ask for it, do a timeout sign. And the man you're with will probably say, what are you doing with your hands?
Yes.
I'm signaling you that I'm uncomfortable and I want to ask you to do something about what you're saying or what you're doing. And I want to ask if it's convenient for you to hear me now or when. Do you see? When you're afraid to ask, signal with your hands, time out. If you're on the phone, say, time out. And then say, I was scared to say what I wanted, but I will say it now. So those are the five tools that help you communicate with the man when you're having a bit of uncomfortable feelings.
I love that because I've heard the five tools before, but I've never understood, like I kind of understood timeout, like if you're upset or you're enraged and so you can't speak. But I never understood how to use timeout in context if you're uncomfortable or afraid of sharing something or if you're a little intimidated. But you still want to just scripted that.
Good.
My follow-up is if it's sex you need more of, I know that sex is a touchy subject. Do you do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. You do a timeout signal and he says, what is it? What are you signaling me? Because you'll tell him, when I make this single, it means I'm afraid to ask you for something. So some, you know, that's what it is. Or on the phone, you say time out. Then you can say, you have every right not to want to make love more than once a month. But it sure is lonely. So what do you think about making love once a week?
I love that language. Because it doesn't attack him and it doesn't make him feel bad or like he's less than or something. And by that, it also, you know, shows basically that you love him and you want more of him, but in a really wonderful way. I love the idea of communicating.
Excellent.
I miss you, you know, or
excellent.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you for saying so.
Yes, so that there's nothing for him to say no to. You made it, you know, something good for him too, I guess is what I'm trying to say. It just sounds really pleasing. Like, oh, okay.
Yes. That's what it is.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Good.
Thank you, Dr. Allen. I really
You're welcome. You. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Good.
Thank you, Colin.
All righty.
All right, let me talk to our search board and see if we have time for one more. And if we do, maybe he's go. He just sent me a message. He's so awesome. I just adore him. We do have time for one more. He's going to go for it for us. He's so fantastic. LA Talk Radio, Ronan, couldn't do it without him. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Allen.
What is it? Hi.
Hi, I'm calling about a guy that I went on a date with about 2 weeks ago, and we had a wonderful date. It was 8 hours. We talked, we connected on a lot of different things. And
Built a friendship.
Okay. I expected to hear from him the next day, and I didn't. I haven't heard from him directly yet, but he did find me on social media, and he didn't follow me on social media, but he, like, watched my Instagram stories, but didn't say anything to me, and I found that sort of odd, and I'm just wondering what you think about that and what I should do.
Where did you go?
Well, I want him to ask me out again.
I know that, but you had a good date, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's been how long since he contacted you?
2 weeks.
Okay. Would you be willing to send him a message that said, we had a good date, and I thought we'd have another one. Where did you go?
I'm willing to do that. I've been holding off on doing that because I didn't want to be the one who was pursuing him.
I understand that, but you're the one that's asking me for a record for 2 weeks. You had a good time with him. So I'm saying, have you considered using that tool for the fact that he hasn't reached out to you?
With your permission, I will use that tool. I had not used because I didn't want to be the one who was pursuing.
No, that's what you're doing is you. If you didn't have that good date,
mm-hmm.
I would not have recommended this.
Okay.
But you've got to refer to that good date. We had a good date. But now, where did you go?
Okay.
So it's not you chasing him. It's you remembering to remind him that you were fun together. And where did he go?
Got it. Yeah, I was just curious. What do you make of that on his end, though? Of, like, he looked me up, but he didn't.
Here's what I think. I think he had some kind of a business problem, or delayed, or something happened, and he didn't get to call you soon enough, and he's afraid you're upset. That's what I think.
Okay.
Because men are becoming very afraid of the power in women. And he would probably, if you had a good time, he would have called you like Wednesday or Thursday the next week to get a Saturday set up.
Yeah.
You see?
I know he was traveling and then I was traveling.
That's what I'm saying. I hear some business interfered with him making a date.
Okay.
Because you had a good time with him.
We did. We had a great time.
then that's what tells me to tell you to consider, where did you go?
Okay, I'll do it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
It's a good tool.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Welcome. Good. I appreciate your call.
Yeah, thanks. Take care. Bye.
You too.
Thanks, caller.
I think that is one of the most innovative tools, Dr. Allen. It's just been really amazing how...
Which one?
Where did you go?
Oh, where did you go? I didn't hear the exact words. So where did you go?
I think you've really done an innovative thing there with that. I mean, I think it's really changing. We've talked
what
about the
doing,
Me Too.
It's an anti-A&M.
Yes. And
becoming very sensitive about sexual aggression.
Yeah. I think they are. And again, I've talked to several of my male friends and, a few of them are like, I'm not going to date anymore. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get myself into that situation where, somebody can just say something about me and people run with it. One of them happens to be a high profile gentleman. And he's like, I'm not willing to do that. And so I'm like, but you're also telling me that you're lonely and you don't want to live the rest of your life out alone. So is it worth the risk? And he's like, no, I've weighed it and I don't think it is. And that's kind of, that's really sad.
I understand that. Whenever something comes up that causes me to create a tool, I start observing the success factor of the tool. And where did you go has worked very nicely.
I want to just input this. I love the way you specially manipulated and made an entire new high buy letter with respect to what's going on with these people that are hooking up with the coronavirus quarantine. And I think that it was
that one. Yeah, look, that's
amazing.
Really, that has just bombed me when people said we decided to live together under quarantine and it totally ruined the relationship as if she was a slut.
Exactly. But the way you put together that high buy letter for that particular, very honed and very, perfected for that letter, I think it's just amazing because, we get a lot of people talking about the high buy letter. And with what's going on right now, I just think that you created that and it was incredibly amazing, just boom. So I just wanted to commend you on that. And I hope
You're
we'll
welcome.
Get to talk about that next week, but we are out of time. So what do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep. So wash your hands, wear your mask, and don't get too close, especially sexually.
Amen. Goodbye, everyone. We love you. We will be back next week. Until then, be safe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.